streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey, pet parents, have you heard of Just Food for Dogs? Since 2010, we've been helping dogs everywhere live healthier, longer lives through the power of fresh, whole food nutrition. Our meals are formulated by an in-house team of veterinarians, and we only use human-grade meats and veggies with zero preservatives. After transitioning to Just Food for Dogs, pet parents report seeing more energy, firmer stools, improved health, and even longer lives. Give us 2 weeks, and we'll change your dog's life forever. Visit justfoodfordogs.com/mobile and save 10% on your first purchase.
What is up, my people? Three and Out Podcast. That's this little thing you're listening to. I'm John Middlecoff. It's a guy talking into this microphone that you are listening to. And we're off and running. It's August 2nd. Football pads are coming on. If you're listening to this Tuesday, I'm at Niner practice. The pads are popping. Talked to a buddy on the Chiefs. They're like padding up tomorrow. I think all these teams in the league, despite it feels like they've practiced for a week, have not put on pads until Tuesday, Wednesday. So we're football is actually happening. And a lot going on. The Colts, we're going to dive deep into that situation off the top. Wentz, Nick Foles kind of, you know, throwing it out there, come get me. I don't know if that's going to happen. Some thoughts on the rookie quarterbacks. We know Trevor Lawrence. We know Zach Wilson, the Jets, is the starting quarterback. Trey Lance has been the star of the first week. Justin Fields, Lewis Riddick had a tweet that I'll get into. I have some takes on rookie quarterbacks and why you should not hesitate to just play them from the jump. Just a couple other little things that I've seen, big picture stuff from camps. And then I'm just going to fly around the league from Justin Herbert to CeeDee Lamb to the Bills saying they're going to Austin, Texas, home of the new SEC Texas Longhorns. I don't know if you saw, but Clemson and Florida State, at least based on Twitter, asked to come into the SEC. Who wouldn't want to go to the SEC? You know, could they take the Atlanta Falcons feel like they'd be a good SEC team? I don't even know if they'd win it. I don't know if they'd win it. But we will dive deep into camps. Appreciate everyone that subscribed to my podcast. I know if you listen through Colin's pod, subscribe through my pod. If you left a review on the Three and Out podcast from the separate feed, I appreciate you doing that if you have. And if you haven't and you like the show, please do that. Also, Middlecoff Mailbag. It's what we do at the end of the show. Answer your questions. It's like the modern day phone calls. But we do Instagram. At John Middlecoff is my Instagram. Direct messages, wide open. Fire in there. Get your question answered on the show. And you guys know how we roll. Chris Ballard, Frank Reich, run the Colts. They officially have a disaster on their hand. As I'm sure many of you saw, Carson Wentz will get surgery on his foot. Feels like his 10th injury of his NFL career. And is out. You gotta love the timeline. 5 weeks, or could be 12 weeks. There's a big difference between 5 weeks, which would be, you know, basically potentially week one or week two, or 12 weeks, which is week seven or week eight. That's a huge timetable. Like, come on. Why are we even giving out timetables? Just say he's out indefinitely, and we will update you on his progress. Like, the 5 weeks, that's a joke. That's not happening. And listen, I've hammered home for years on this show that unlike every other big business, when you acquire anything, a restaurant, an accounting firm, Facebook, when they acquired Instagram, you have a black and white idea of this is how much revenue they take in, this is what their expenses are, this is what the projected revenue is going to be, these are the last 5 years of the books. Like, you have empirical data. You have hard evidence, right? Now, you have to project in business just like you do with football players. Once upon a time, Blockbuster turned out by a Netflix. I heard, listened to a podcast one time with the guy that started Netflix. He's like, I went in, we threw out the number $40 million, which was a lot of money at the time, and they laughed us out of the room. Bad decision. But they could see Netflix books. Like, they saw what was going on. Now, you had to see the future a little bit. The hard part about pro sports, but specifically football, is your $50, $100, $150 million investments are not in buildings, are not in companies. They're in one individual. And I'll never forget being a part of these meetings when I worked in the NFL going over injury history. And, you know, a guy could have three concussions. A guy could have two torn ACLs. And you'd be like, you know, I wouldn't touch him. And then he'd go on for like three or four more years and have no issue. A guy that's never had an issue. A guy that's never had a concussion. All of a sudden, you sign him. He has two concussions in a season. Misses basically, let's say, 12 games. You have no clue. You take constant educated guesses because you are investing in human beings. Now, Carson Wentz, when the Colts acquired him, had major red flags, right? He had been injured in college. He had been injured in the pros. That alone was his own red flag. Last year, his play was a red flag. He was god-awful. And then there were questions about him within the locker room. Part of the reason a guy who has had MVP-type season in the league at quarterback and he went number two overall was basically had for a third and a second round pick. We saw Matt Stafford go for two ones and a three, right? We saw Trey Lance go for pick 12 and two other ones. Quarterbacks are typically really expensive, yet Carson Wentz was not. And you had to take back all of his money. I was driving around today. I heard Pat McAfee say the Colts had to pay him $55 million. I looked at his contract today, you know, their dead cap on the Colts book, obviously you wouldn't cut him, but $47 million, paying him $20 million actual cash this year, next year $27 million cash, $20 million dead cap. So they're stuck with him for a couple years. A big reason the Eagles wanted to get rid of him, they didn't want to pay him any more cash. You take this, right? And the Colts made an educated, you know, guess slash risk. They knew what they were taking in. There was a lot of evidence. But if I wanted to defend Chris Ballard, I'd go, the last two seasons, 2 years ago, Carson Wentz played all 16 games. And then he got that concussion in the playoff game against Seattle and Philly. And last year, while he got benched late in the season, he was healthy. He was playing the old season. He got benched because of his poor play. You just never know. Honestly, the thing that I miss the least from standing on the sideline in a team-issued gear, being part of the group, because you do miss things, right? You miss part of being in the trenches with a lot of people. The players, the coaches, the scouts, a city. It's a cool experience. I think by far the worst part, I don't know how these GMs and coaches become so numb to this, are the injuries. You could just be at practice if you're Chris Ballard and Frank. I don't even know if Frank was at that practice yet because he was on the corona list. And all of a sudden, you look in your quarterback. He didn't get hit. No one touched him. He just starts kind of limping off. Then you find out a couple hours later, his foot's all messed up. And then a couple days later, he's going to be out 5 to 12 weeks. It sucks. Like, you could say they knew this was coming. Yeah, but I'd say the last couple years, he's been healthy. His problem had been poor play. You were just hoping to fix his poor play. And then the question is, moving forward, what the hell do you do? I text with someone on the Chiefs, who, and clearly they're the favorite to win the division, or excuse me, the conference, right? Most people are going to pick them to win the AFC, and rightfully so. They've won it the last 2 years. More than likely, they'll win it again. He's like, he felt bad. You know, he's like, that roster is loaded, because they are. Chris Ballard is really, really good at his job. But I talked to Colin on his podcast, and it was like, you know, when you don't have a quarterback, you're always chasing the quarterback no matter how good your roster is. So what do you do? Because you don't really realize until Carson goes down, it's not like they had a backup plan. Nick Foles. And I don't think you can do that. Because the ghost of Nick Foles, like the Colts can't cut Nick or Carson Wentz for 2 years. He's going to be on the roster this year and next year. Nick Foles does make the most football sense on the field. Knows Frank, knows the offense. They've worked together before. They've had success. Nick Foles talked today with the Bears. Reiterated that. Was basically like, come get me, guys. I'm with the third stringers now, and I'm dicing up all these undrafted free agents. But you can't. Because Carson Wentz's career has been defined by the ghost of Nick Foles. And let's face it. I don't know. They maybe professionally respect each other. There is an elephant in the room of tension with those two guys. And mainly Carson toward Nick. Because Nick is the hero of Philadelphia. Nick is the Super Bowl MVP. Nick was the guy who became a legend in that game when Carson was in street clothes. You don't shake that. And now Carson was given this opportunity, in theory, to resurrect his career with this stacked team. And if you're Chris Ballard, Carson Wentz, if he was out for the season, I wouldn't worry about it. I'd go get Nick Foles. But Carson's going to come back. And if you bring Nick Foles in, as multiple people that I texted with today in the league, he'd be over. Mentally, he'd be shot. You just can't do that to him. So that is not an option. Jimmy Garoppolo makes way too much money. You can't have multiple guys making $20-plus million. They don't even have the cap space. Marcus Mariota doesn't make that much money. You would have to be intrigued there, right? The problem is, I don't know about the scheme turnover in terms of the terminology. Could you get him up to speed? I had a person just say, I would just try to get through the first 4 or 5 games with Eason, and hopefully your defense and your offense is productive enough that you're able to, you know, be like 3-2, you know, maybe be 4-2 till Carson comes back. 500, you know, 3-3. But that's best case scenario. It really is. And I feel bad for Chris Ballard. Now, you could argue this is part of Carson Wentz, the package. But there's just nothing you can do in the business of football to ever know when a guy just starts limping by himself. Right? You're like, what just happened? All of a sudden, a ligament rips, a bone breaks, an elbow goes, a shoulder muscle shot. You're in the human business. It's the greatest unknown. It's why pro sports have always been and will continue to be the greatest reality show in the history of life. And there's a lot of money on the line. Clearly, with a guy like Carson Wentz, the Colts have invested now a lot of money into him. But you just potentially derails their season. Let's talk rookie quarterbacks and the growing buzz about potentially two more rookie starters. We know Trevor Lawrence will be the starter for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Of course, he was going to start for whoever he was drafted by 2 years ago, right? He's the best prospect since Andrew Luck. The Jets trade Sam Darnold, draft Zach Wilson. He's the starter. Then you have two wild cards with Cam Newton's clearly going to be the starter, I think, for New England. All reports. I saw Albert Breer wrote, he's been way better. Mac Jones is not starting week 1. But I got two other guys, to me, that are clearly now in the mix. Justin Fields and Trey Lance. Now, I can speak for Trey Lance. I'm sure if you've been following the internet, he's been killing it at practice. I'll be there the next couple days. Hopefully he keeps killing it. Justin Fields, who Lewis Riddick tweeted, that from what he had heard, he is blowing people away. I haven't talked with anyone within the Bears since camp started, but talking to them in OTAs, they were really, really impressed. I'm not talking about his physical attributes, which are eye-opening. I'm talking about the mental preparation, the understanding of the offense, all that that entails. And let's face it, I have a simple philosophy, and I've been banging the table on this for years. If you draft a guy high in the draft, aka the top 15, the first round, but definitely in the top 10, and I would include Justin Fields in that, I would start him immediately. What the hell are you waiting for? Now, I come from the philosophy, just a state school guy from Cal Poly. For you NFL fans, Chris Gokong, Ramsey's Barden, no big deal. Third round picks. Didn't quite live up to the expectations. Really good college players. We learn by doing. And I can speak for myself. Academia let me down just based on the fact, like, I'm not great at just reading a book, memorizing it, and then repeating it to a test. That's not how I operate. That's not how I learn. Throw me into the trenches of society, of life, whatever I'm doing. That's how I learn. When I played high school football, like in the meeting room, I just get bored. I get distracted. Let's go in football. Let's rep it out. I learn through live reps, whether that's in the business community, whether that was in sports. That's how I do my best work. And listen, I know everyone's a little bit differently, but I think we have a long list now of evidence that the game clearly, in like when I was a kid in the 80s, the 90s, it was a different world. You had to prepare yourself physically for a war. You could get killed. Reading, aka listening, to the Steve Young book, Joe Montana used to get his back literally broken on the field. Quarterbacks were in the line of fire. It was violent, and you could get injured. Now they can't be touched. Literally in practice and also kind of in the games. And the game, the translation of what they were doing in college, is now so prevalent in the pros. We have seen the list of guys. Lamar Jackson got to play. Now, he didn't start from day one. They should have. But he played that rookie season. By year two, he was winning the MVP. Josh Allen, who had a lot to learn, threw him in week one, season one. By year two, he's leading the team to the playoffs. By year three, he's an MVP candidate. You'd be like, what about Patrick Mahomes? That's an outlier situation. If you have Alex Smith on your team and you're going to win a division, then yeah, you have some time on your hands. Most teams don't. Andy Dalton, not Alex Smith. Jimmy Garoppolo, not Alex Smith. Throw the guy into the fire. Let him learn. He is protected literally by the league. The defenders can't really hit him. The defenders can't really hit your wide receivers, so guys are more open. Do you still need to throw guys open in the NFL? Of course you do. But it's not quite 1992. Steve Atwater is not going to give you a concussion over the middle. He's not allowed to. Steve Atwater, obviously not in the league, but you know what I'm saying. The Cam Chancellor days are over. They do not exist. Here's the other thing. The greatest attribute a rookie quarterback has, the best one, is his contract. Obviously, if he's good. He's cheap, right? His contract make $5, $6, $7 million instead of 40. So it skews your cap to be advantageous to sign other players. When you can't, think about Justin Herbert. How much better off the Chargers are that he got thrown into the deep end last year. I'm going to pick him to make the playoffs, I think. But having that contract on your side, obviously once the season starts his rookie year, your team is set. You've already spent the money. But what about year two? When you have the full confidence, go, we got a guy. We got a big-time talent. And we have the ability to make a run. Let's load up. It's easy to say that, but if you don't truly believe it, you're like, you know, are we really going to be wasting this money? When you get a guy, when you get Josh Allen, when you get Lamar Jackson, when you get with the Chargers with Justin Herbert, you put all your chips in the middle of the table. And you are literally thinking, walking around the building, we got a chance to beat anybody. We do. So every single game that Andy Dalton or Jimmy Garoppolo plays, to me, is a waste. It really is. And I just think, look at recent evidence. All the guys that played early had success so much earlier because of their ability to play. Because of their ability to learn on the field. You can only learn. These practices are a joke. No one is getting touched. I mean, it's kind of honestly just, you know, knowing some people in the NFL, it's like it's a laughing stock in the league, like what these practices are, what they used to be. And I'm not trying to be old man River and act like things don't naturally need to progress, but it's hard to get better at football when you don't allow tackling or hitting, right? The huge reason tackling is so poor early in the season because you don't tackle at all. And then the preseason games, no one plays. But my philosophy would 100% be if I have a rookie quarterback, one, clearly if he's swimming over his head, doesn't know what's going on, I'm not saying just throw out a guy that the teammates are like, what is going on? But what do they say in baseball? Tie goes the runner. If it is tied, Justin Fields, Andy Dalton, Trey Lance, Jimmy Garoppolo, I'm sorry, Andy. I'm sorry, Jimmy. Take the bench. Grab some pine meat. Put on a hat and grab a clipboard. Coach him up because you are no longer the starter. And if the guy's better, which, do you know what my gut's going to say about Trey Lance and Justin Fields once the preseason games start? It's your mom, my mom, will be like, what are we doing here, guys? Do you see that throw? You see that ability to run? What are we wasting our time? And every game that you go by is a waste of time. Start the rookie quarterback. That's why you drafted him. The Niners traded pick 12, two first-rounders. The Bears traded from pick 20 to pick 12 and a first-round pick. You've invested all this. Let the guy sink or swim. And yeah, you might hit some, you know, some road bumps, have a little adversity. Do you know what that does? It helps you out.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
What do smart people say? You don't ever fail. You just learn. So if you throw a bad pick week one, guess what? Maybe you don't do that week three. Maybe you don't do that week five. You definitely, year two, you're so much better equipped to handle everything that's coming. Start your star rookie quarterback.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Get right to the romance and find the way to wow this Valentine's with 1-800-Flowers.com. From classic roses and bouquets to decadent chocolate-covered berries, gourmet treats, and more, surprise your Valentine with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, get the 18-stem Enchanted Rose Medley for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You know, one thing that I don't know gets hammered home enough in August, it's really, you know, the best part of the NFL season are the NFL games. There's nothing like being a little hungover on a Sunday morning, getting out of bed, ordering yourself a breakfast burrito, at least for us on the West Coast. For you guys on the East Coast, you got a little more time. Hell, you could go get like Play 18 in the morning on Sunday. For those of us on the West Coast, you know, if you've had a long night out on a Saturday, you roll out of bed and football's on. You grab yourself some food and you don't do anything from basically 10 a.m. till Al and Chris sign off at night. It's a great day. I love Sundays in the fall. But the best part about training camp, like the problem once the games start, if you're a fan of a team, if you're a coach on a team, if you're a player on a team, what happens if your team sucks? What if you start losing a lot of games? For as fun as football is winning, and having never played in the NFL, my stint, I got to be a part of a playoff team that won a division, and my third year, I was a part of a team that fired a coach. I'll tell you this, being a part of a playoff team is infinitely better than being part of a team that is not any good, right? And that's players, coaches, fans. We're kind of all in this together. I would say the only thing, sometimes people ask, like, is there anything you miss? I'm like, well, the one thing you truly miss that I don't really have now is the true camaraderie of the group, right? When you're a scout or a coach, you're so close-knit with that group and the players. And really, you represent the city. So, you know, when I was part of the Eagles, I mean, it's a big deal. You know, obviously with everyone in the building, but what you mean to the city. I'm born and raised a Niner guy. Like, the Niners mean a lot. I mean, they are a freaking big deal to a lot of people. Obviously, Kyle, John, you know, to the players, it means a lot. But then just to the millions upon millions of people that live in Northern California, right? And you can say the same thing for Seattle, for the Giants, for the Cowboys, for the Packers, for the Steelers, for the Vikings, for the Bears. It's a big deal. And I don't really have that. I get to be a business partner with Colin Cowherd. It's cool. I get to spit some takes into a mic. But it's not like, you know, you walk into the building every day and just feel like, God, there's a lot of people just invested into this. It's a powerful thing. And when you're winning, it's awesome. There is nothing like Sunday after a win, Monday morning going in, you know, off a team. Like, if you just won a big game, it's awesome. But for as great as that is, there is nothing worse. college football too. I mean, it was like this when I was at Fresno State, going into the office after a loss. The only, you know, corporate office I've ever been beside football was in radio, and it was never that up and down. Like, it was tangible in football on Monday, whether you won or lost. The best part about training camp is every team is 0-0. No one has lost a game. And every franchise, whether you're the Jets or the Jags or the Chiefs or the Bucks, you have optimistic and beliefs that your team is going to be good, right? Obviously, the playoff teams are pretty cocky and arrogant in a good way, thinking like, we're going to be really good. We're going to win 13, 14 games, and we're going to be a mother in the playoffs. And if you're the Jets or the Jags, you go, I promise you this, we ain't going to be drafting the top five. We might not be a playoff team, but our goal is to get around 500. And we're going to be good. And we're going to show some optimism with a young quarterback. So in a year, everyone's going to be like, this is a potential playoff team. And that's how everyone around the league is thinking at some different level. And that part is cool. Now, obviously, the worst part of training camp by far are the injuries. Anytime you have a serious injury, like that Carson Wentz injury for the Colts, sucks. Anytime a guy gets carted off practice, once these preseason games happen, anytime a guy gets seriously injured in a preseason game, it's the worst. But other than that, preseason is pretty fun. You're kind of feeling out your team, seeing the growth of all the guys. It's a cool time. The other thing, and I follow a lot of teams, I'm sure most people do, on social media. And when you follow a lot of teams on Twitter, like if I get up early in the morning, you know, between like 6 or 7, a lot of teams on the other side of the country are either just practice or going to practice. And a lot of their coaches talk before practice. So I just end up running, oh, Matt Rhule's talking, you know, follow the Panthers. Oh, Matt LaFleur's talking. Oh, Mike McCarthy's talking. Mike Zimmer's talking. And I'm a sucker for a coach press conference. And this much is clear in the NBA. I don't know if you saw today. Kawhi Leonard, who has a torn ACL and is probably going to miss the entire season, declined $37 million from the Clippers. He plans on signing a $200 million deal. A couple years ago, Kevin Durant, he tore his Achilles, declined the Warriors' $250 million offer. The NBA coaches never, ever say a terse word about a good player, let alone a star. In baseball, the managers, beside maybe like a Tony La Russa or a Tito Francona, who actually I think just left the team because he's sick. Get well, Tito. Big Tito fan. Gabe Kapler makes like $800,000. I don't think there's a guy on the Giants who makes less than Gabe Kapler. The days of Bruce Bochy and Tommy Lasorda swinging a big stick like Bill Parcells are over in the sport of baseball. Baseball managers... Well, in the NBA, the players are in charge. In baseball, the general managers run the sport. In football, when you watch these coaches' conference, coaches have all the juice. And they can say whatever they want about a good, middle-of-the-road, bad player. What they say matters. And everyone in that building knows that guy has all the juice. Because once the season starts, and really it started right now, guys know you better be locked in. Because if the head man is mad at me, I got issues. If the head coach is down on me, my job is on the line. And that is just not the case in the other two sports. And it hasn't been in the NBA for a long time, but baseball, I have seen a dramatic shift. And anyone that follows the sport closely, like general managers are in complete control. There's a reason GMs are making $3, $4, $5 million and coaches making $750,000. Aaron Boone is the manager of the New York Yankees, makes $1 million. $1 million. Bruce Bochy, who just retired a couple years ago, was making like six. $1 million? That's like what Belichick makes a month. Think about that. If Belichick makes $12 million, makes that a month. Joe Judge last year signed for like $7.5 million a year. So, and listen, money does give you some juice when you pay these coaches a lot of money. And listen, football is clearly a little different than these other sports, but the coach is just in complete control. Let's face it, the NFL, by a mile, is the healthiest of all the sports. I actually think the baseball season has been fantastic. Obviously, the Giants are playing well, but just over, I was watching some of the Rays Red Sox. What an incredible series. I think the Tampa Bay Rays, quick tangent. I tweeted this out on Friday. I was having a couple pops. They were on TV and they were just going toe to toe with the Red Sox. And it hit me. I was like, there can't be a better pound for pound organization in all of sports, including the NFL, than the Rays. Because in the NFL, as we saw, every team got $300 million last year. in baseball, the Rays are spending $75 million. The Red Sox and the Yankees have hundreds of millions of dollars to spend on players. The other thing is the Rays turn over players, one, and turn over the GMs. Their GMs get jobs. Doesn't matter. They just keep on kicking ass. I have nothing but respect for the Tampa Bay Rays. Tampa Bay right now, kind of on top of the world. The Rays kicking the Red Sox and Yankees ass. The Rays have owned the Yankees now for a while. Tampa Bay, the football team, Super Bowl champs. The Lightning, NHL champs. I saw Florida State. They want in. I don't know if Tallahassee's by Tampa Bay. I don't know why I just connected those two, but let's. Why don't I? The Florida State Seminoles won in on the ACC. So good times for the Tampa Bay region. Again, have no clue if Florida State is remotely close. I've only been to Fort Lauderdale and Miami. Actually went to Jacksonville, too, on a scouting trip. The Jacksonville Stadium sucks. Okay, let's fire around the league. Just some things that are going on. Things that I've seen on the social media streams. Things that I've seen in my text messages. Just try to text, keep my ear to the streets. First and foremost, Justin Herbert. He's had several passes go viral. Anyone that watched him play last year, I think we all agree, his talent is immense. Talk to Coward about this. I think when you go back and you look at Oregon, two things works against him. One, Marcus Mariota. Mariota, similar personality, wasn't the loudest guy in the room. Was actually, you know, I think people in the league viewed him closer to introverted than like some extroverted leader. I think Herbert had some of those characteristics. And then Mariota never lived up to the hype. The difference is Justin Herbert and Mariota didn't have much in common. Besides, they're both tall. Herbert has a way better arm. He's just as fast. He's physically much thicker. Way better prospect. Here's the other thing. Mariota played with much better players when he played at Oregon. Justin Herbert did not play with good skill guys. I don't think they had a drafted wide receiver. Oregon's always had good tight ends. I can't name one freaking tight end. Here's the other thing. Since I was a kid, Oregon has had big-time running backs. Remember the Wizenator, Ontario Smith, Sacramento, Grand High School? Up until Chip Kelly, they were always Jonathan Stewart pumping out ballers in the backfield. Kenyon Barner, LaMichael James. Now, were they great NFL players? Hit or miss, but they were legit players in college. Herbert didn't have a good running back. He did questionable tight ends and no dynamic wide receivers. So he really got nitpicked. And then Tua, who clearly Justin Herbert is more gifted than Tua. Tua got to play with Waddle, with Devontae, with Judy, and with Riggs. And with good tight ends and with Najee Harris. So it's not really comparable looking back. If you could do the draft over, I think there is legitimate, or at least there will be, and as this season plays out, the Justin Herbert should have even gone first overall. Now, it would have been crazy because Joe Burrow was so damn good in college. I think Joe Burrow is going to be good in the pros, but I think Justin Herbert has a ceiling that's higher than Joe Burrow. CeeDee Lamb, he was awesome last year. I think there's a chance when this season ends, we go back, or maybe 2 or 3 years, and go, how is CeeDee Lamb not a top five pick? I think when the dust settles, he is going to be the best wide receiver in his class, and that's saying something. Because that class was legit. Justin Jefferson, rookie star. Going to be a really good player. Brandon Ayuk, really good player. Jerry Jeudy, really good player. Higgins, really good player. I mean, a ton of wide receivers. It was known as one of the best wide receiver drafts of all time when the draft happened. Let alone we saw the guys as rookie. They're all good. I think when the dust settles and in several years we look back and CeeDee Lamb, I get it. He's destroying Cowboys DBs that aren't very good. But I think he would destroy any DB. He reminds me when I see clips of DeAndre Hopkins, as he should with everyone. He is an incredible jump ball player. His contested catch ability is probably second to none right now in the league with Hopkins. Devontae Smith, the Eagles' first-round pick, Heisman Trophy winner. Not ideal. Sprained his knee. Now, I mean, there's nothing you can do. Some of this stuff's random. It's kind of crazy. He's been pretty consistently healthy at Alabama. Then he gets to the Eagles, he gets hurt, but nothing you can do. Doesn't seem to be too bad, but more than likely, he's going to miss a huge chunk of training camp, if not all of training camp. Because if it's potentially 2 to 3 weeks, well, in 3 weeks, you're already in late August. I think you're kind of easing him in to get ready for week one. So that's a pretty big blow. I saw Vic Fangio, head coach of the Denver Broncos, said his quarterback race for who's going to be the starting quarterback is even Steven, Drew Lock, and Teddy Bridgewater. What I would do, like we've seen Teddy Bridgewater. You're not winning anything with Teddy Bridgewater. If it's even Steven, just go with Drew Lock. Hopefully his higher ceiling, his ability to make more plays downfield, just gives you a better chance to win. Because I'm sorry, Teddy Bridgewater's a backup. A good backup. A guy I'd want to pay $5, $6, $7 million to back my star quarterback up, but he's not a starting quarterback. Now, Drew Lock might not be either, but at least there's more unknown with Drew Lock, more physical talent in that body. And let's face it, the Broncos have some talent. I mean, Judy, Fant, they get Sutton back. They have good running backs. Their offensive line's pretty good. They get Von Miller back. I saw Bradley Chubb just back to practice. I mean, they might have a good pass rush. If you just get some, you know, explosive quarterback play, who knows? Hollywood Brown, I saw Harbaugh say that his hamstring injury is much worse than first anticipated, which is a problem for a speed guy. Now, on the bright side, Sammy Watkins, from what I've read and maybe heard, has been excellent for their team. Problem with Sammy, as we know, you can't really depend on because he gets hurt. I think they had high hopes for Hollywood Brown. They bring in T. Martin. They bring in my guy Keith Williams, who is the best wide receiver coach I've ever been around.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Wide receiver is going to be coached up, but they have Bateman, the kid they drafted from Minnesota. I saw Marcus Peters was saying he looks pretty good in practice. So that's should be exciting if they can get healthy. Their passing game, obviously Mark Andrews,
you know, is probably a top five tight end in the league. So it should be, in theory, a much more explosive passing game. This one made me laugh because I went through it when the Raiders were moving. And clearly, whenever you're having, you know, problems with your stadium situation and you're battling for money, you're battling for real estate, you're dealing with politicians. And let's face it, dealing with politicians is a pain in the ass, regardless of what side you fall on. That's not even debatable. But the Bills, who are owned by a family that are worth a lot of money, I don't blame an owner. If I owned a team and was worth $100 billion, I had unlimited money, wouldn't I still try to get the city to chip in a little bit? Wait, you're saying I don't have to put an extra $500 million or an extra billion? I can get the city to do that? Like, of course. You know, would you rather spend $1 million on a home or put down 200 grand and have the bank give you 800 grand? We do that all the time. Now, what if someone, instead of you having to service the debt, someone else would, or split the debt with you? Do you think you'd be like, no, I'll just service the debt? Or actually, you know, the city will service the debt, but you get to own the house. Of course you would. It's just business 101. The media gets so up in arms. How could you do this? Because that's how you do every business. You ask for the moon and you just see what you can get. Now, this is what I red flag, because the Raiders used to do this with San Antonio. There is not going to be another team in Texas. There is the Dallas Cowboys, which, listen, I know they don't win a lot, but they're the biggest brand in the league. And the Houston Texans, Houston's like a top five city in America. They already have two teams in the state. They are not, Jerry is never allowing another team. Now, Jerry is a business whore. He helps out the league because he's a great partner. He will let them float that out and not fight it back. There is no team, no NFL team is ever moving to Austin. I promise you that. The Cowboys and the Texans, they would never allow that. It is never, ever happening. So are the Bills threatening? Yeah, because they're trying to get stuff. Now, could they move? Maybe there are other destinations. I promise you, they are not ever moving to Austin, Texas. Neither is any other team.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Okay, let's go Middlecoff mailbag. Instagram at John Middlecoff. You fire in those DMs like some of you guys did right here, and you get your question answered. Very easy, very straightforward. Love the pod. Which potential wildcard teams do you think have the highest ruin someone's season chance? I'm a Charger fan, and I know it's early, but I feel like if the team can build chemistry and Staley can even just be semi live up to the expectations, we could ruin someone's season. I know a Super Bowl run is unlikely, but I'd like to show that we're legit. Yeah, I think the Chargers are definitely a team that can make the playoffs. I think the Minnesota Vikings, if their defense can just get back to somewhat of what they have been in the past, can compete to make the playoffs. I would say those are two teams that did not make the playoffs last year that could become wild card teams. And then if you look at the teams, that you would need someone to fall out, right? So if you look at the AFC, you know, the Browns, they have definitely one of the most talented teams on paper. But let's just, can Baker Mayfield just become a legitimate star? Are the Steelers, like, is Big Ben just shot? That's something to keep an eye on. I'm pretty confident in the Ravens, the Chiefs, and the Bills. You know, the Dolphins, are they just going to maintain? And in the NFC, you know, I mean, the Packers are not going to go away. Maybe the Saints do. Maybe the Saints don't make the playoffs. You know, the Bears made the playoffs as well. I mean, honestly, maybe both those two teams aren't in the playoffs. Now, if Justin Fields is good, maybe the Bears are good. I also think there's going to be this curveball, this extra game. Like, does 10-7 make the playoffs? 11 games made the playoffs last year in the AFC. You had to win 11 games to make the playoffs. The Miami Dolphins went 10-6 and missed. The Raiders, who are right in the wild card mix heading into December, missed the playoffs by 3 games. And in the NFC, 8-8 got in with the Bears. So I would imagine, my guess is the AFC is better than the NFC. I think in the NFC, 10-7 might get you the 7th spot. In the AFC, you probably got to go 11-6. I also wonder, like, 7-9 always felt pretty bad. Does 8-9 feel bad? Does 9-8 feel good? 10-7 is going to feel pretty good. 7-10 is going to feel really shitty. If you go 7-10 and you're a coach, you might get fired. Like, 7-10 is one of those numbers that are just, I don't know, man. I'm a big fan of the show and view you as an awesome football mind. Why didn't it work out for you as a scout? And did you pursue the career beyond a scout to begin with? Also, if you're interested in hiring anyone to help with your show, even invest in other sports minds, I would love to talk. I'm a lifelong Cowboys fan. My grandpa has seen all 5 Super Bowls. My dad went to the 3 in the 90s. Is there anything I can look as a positive for being a Cowboys fan in the future of the franchise? Okay, starting with the Cowboys, I actually think you guys are going to be decent this year because your defense can't be as bad as it was last year, even though Dan Quinn, as a defensive coordinator, like, his defenses in Atlanta were awful. So is he some great defensive mind? I don't know. There's just no way he could be as bad as Mike Nolan. And I think offensively, as long as Dax, I mean, again, I've been saying over and over, Dak's injury makes me a little nervous. But if he's healthy, their offense should be dominant, especially their pass offense should be unstoppable. And, you know, just I got fired young in the NFL. I didn't know anybody on other teams, really. And I wasn't going to move around. And I'm also open-minded. I wasn't dead set like I had to be the rest of my life in the NFL. I got an opportunity in the radio business, and I never looked back. And, you know, it's just, I'm not a religious person, though I do believe in things happen for a reason. And I just think everything kind of happened for a reason. And I would never have been able to get a radio show or have the success I've had independently with these podcasts. I mean, I probably would have had some on this one with Colin, but my other one, we didn't start it from scratch. And a big reason that gave me credibility to get a radio show in a top 5 market was I had worked in the NFL. So, you know, it was like almost meant for it to happen this way. I mean, I was a pretty good scout. I'm better at this. And this is way more lucrative for me. And it's more fun for me. I like being in control. I enjoy the business aspect of things I get to do now that I never would have got to do in the NFL. Because you just watch players all day long, which, I mean, is fun, but for me, it just wasn't for me. I know some of my buddies that are best in the league at doing it, and they're great at it. And they can do that better than I can. I would lose focus. I was able to focus better back then. I would not be able to do it at my age right now. And it's not even like I'm that old. I just had so many other interests. I like playing too much golf, too. I didn't play any when I worked in the NFL. I play a lot now. Is Matt LaFleur soft? As I've watched Matt lead this team, there's no question he can unite a team. But you know teams adapt to the personality of their coach. The Packers seem more finesse than hard and gritty. The team gets punched in the mouth and can't seem to come back angry and pissed. Is that the coach's personality that should be considered? Punch in the mouth? I mean, they've won 26 games. As someone who questioned Matt LaFleur's hire early on, I might be wrong. They won 26 games. He's won a playoff game each of the last 2 years. Now, Tampa's more physical. They were just better. He doesn't pick the players. Like, their defense is just flawed. Offensively, they were dominant, and that's his baby. Now, as a head coach, it's more than just calling plays. He hires the coaches. So, he didn't choose Mike Pettine, though. That was forced on him from Murphy. Well, he fired him and he gets Joe Barry. So now we're going to see, like, that was his handpicked defensive coordinator, Joe Barry, because he had juice. You know why he had juice? Because he'd won a lot of games. Like, are they soft a little bit? Well, Reggie White ain't walking through that door, right? Leroy Butler ain't nowhere to be found. Jair Alexander's not soft. Kenny Clark's not soft. Is he Bill Parcells? No. But is Sean McVay or Kyle Shanahan? No. Was Kyle Shanahan's defensive line tough because he's some tough coach or because they had Buckner, Bosa, and Armstead? Like, was the Rams defense awesome because McVay's a defensive guy? No. They have fucking Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey. Now, he does get credit for hiring Brandon Staley. But, like, I don't view any of the Shanahan offensive guys like they love running the ball, which to me is a physical characteristic. But are they, like, tough Bill Parcells, Harbaugh types? No. So I've come around on Matt LaFleur. My question is about scouting smaller school players. This is from Matthew. I appreciate what you said, but I just don't want to read all the compliments. Though I do enjoy them. But you can't let them go to your head. The NFL has had many players make the big time by coming from smaller schools. Examples, Jerry Rice, Terrell Owens, Shannon Sharp. As a scout, when you see players from smaller schools stand out, how do you determine if their dominance is due to their talents or simply a product of playing weaker competition? This is a great question. When I mentioned earlier, Ramses Barden, who the Giants, any Giants fan or, you know, if you follow football knows, he came from Cal Poly when I was there. He broke Jerry Rice's records when he was at Cal Poly. And Ramsey was like 6'6". He was enormous, unstoppable. Well, obviously in Division I AA, there wasn't a corner in the conference who could hang with him. Like, he just destroyed people. If you would have put him in the SEC, he would not have been as good. Because once he got to the NFL, he couldn't get open. So it is very, very hard to determine when you're watching Trey Lance. You can see the physical attributes, but he's ultimately doing it against guys that are not going to play in the NFL. Now, just because you play in the SEC, if I'm a pass rusher or I'm a wide receiver, every game I go up against a guy that might not be an NFL player. But four or five times a year, I'm going up against a first, a second, a third round pick. So I can watch that game and see how he plays against an individual that's also going to play in the league. One thing Belichick has done, I think he's talked about it, but it's just well known in the league, he watches the previous year's tape. So if you come out as a senior, he'll watch you as a junior because the guys you played when you were a junior have been in the league. So he goes, well, you were beating this. If you're a defensive tackle, you were kicking this guy's ass. He's a starting guard for the Packers, right? You beat this team's butt. This center starts for the Bills. We drafted this left guard. So I can put two and two together. It's really hard to do that in smaller level programs. What you have to do is siphon out the physical attributes. Is he fast enough? Is he strong enough? Does he have the speed? If he's a quarterback, does he have the arm strength? If he's a linebacker, does he have the play speed, the tackling ability, whatever it may be for the individual position? But it's difficult. It is a projection. It is an educated guessing game. And then you also just project him to other players in which he plays like. But yeah, it's much easier to feel confident about your evaluation on a guy from Oregon, on a guy from Ohio State, on a guy from Texas, right, than it is from Weber State. Now, just because you're playing at Weber State or McNeese State or insert whatever small program does not mean you shouldn't be drafted in the top 100 picks. Does not mean that once you get to an NFL training camp, you can start. It's just easier for a general manager to convince his coaches and his owner that the guy from a bigger school you should pick. Because like you listed some guys. Is it fair to say all three of those guys are outliers? I mean, Jerry Rice is the greatest wide receiver of all time. Terrell Owens probably third behind Randy Moss, or maybe second. And Shannon Sharp is a Hall of Fame tight end, one of the greatest pass-catching players in league history. So you can't use the true outliers, right? When talking about quarterbacks, we can't compare everyone to Mahomes. You need to compare people to like Kirk Cousins, right, to Jimmy Garoppolo, just to like middle-of-the-road guys. When I think too often in meetings, I was never great at this, and I'm not good at this. Some of my friends in the league are really good at this, doing player comps. I think too often with player comps, unless you're like Khalil, a guy going in the top five, if you're like a second or third round pick, I should not be comparing you to Hall of Famers. I should be comparing you to starters. Hall of Famers are the 1% of the 1%. And it's just a natural reaction, right? This guy is going to be like that guy. Well, it's way better to be like, you know, this is Jerry Judy's like Marvin Harrison. You know what? Jerry Judy might just be like, I'm just trying to think of a random player. The problem is you don't ever talk about random players, right? You would never be like, you know, Amari Cooper, he's going to be like Brandon Lloyd. You'd be like, I'm out, right? You'd be like, Amari Cooper, he's the next, you'd say Marvin Harrison, right? You just use that for route runners, big contest catch guys. You wouldn't be like, you know, CeeDee Lamb, he's the next Michael Crabtree. You'd be like, do I want to take him in the first round? But if I go, hey, CeeDee Lamb's the next DeAndre Hopkins, you perk up. You go, damn, you know, Keenan Allen reminds me of? And you say a Pro Bowler, you're like, damn, I want that guy. If you say some random guy, you're like, I don't know. I don't know if I see it. Like if I tell you some wide receiver next year is coming out and I compare him to Sammy Watkins, it would hit a little bit different than if I compared him to Devontae Adams. You'd be like, damn, I want the next Devontae Adams. I mean, Trey Lance, he's the next. He's got a little bit of Mahomes and a little bit of Josh Allen. Well, what if he's just like Dak Prescott with a better arm? That's pretty good. But if you said that, you'd be like, I don't know. The irony is Dak Prescott makes $40 million a year. We always, you know, like it's like math. You always round up with player comps. You always get like, you'd rather compare him to Reggie White than some random defensive end. But we all know the reality is more than likely there's only been one Reggie White. After listening to the last episode, what do you think about college football introducing relegation, where the bottom three teams of the conferences, SEC, ACC, ETC, play the top three teams of another conference for a chance to move up into those conferences? The problem is the schools would never agree. Because if I'm in the SEC, let's say I'm Vanderbilt, who has an excellent baseball program, but football pays the bills, and my football team sucks. I profit off being in the conference, right? I make my 50, 70, 80, whatever the money is going to end up going to from just playing in the SEC. Even if I win three or four games and get my ass kicked, that money floats my athletic program. Why would I ever vote to get relegated, right? If I was Tennessee, who has been very, very up and down and more often than not down, I would never, ever risk it. If Bama wouldn't care, LSU wouldn't care. But the lower Kentuckys, what if they have a couple bad seasons? All of a sudden, they're playing to like keep their spot? Too much money. Too lucrative. The money's gotten so big, the key is you want to get into the country club that they can't kick you out. Once you're in the club, you're in. That's why Texas and Oklahoma wanted in the club. Obviously, Oklahoma brings a powerhouse football program. Texas brings a lot of eyeballs. But they just know they're in. You know? It's a big deal for no different than when the Big 12 was going, like Kansas State just being in the Big 12 is a big deal. The Pac-12, like Oregon State being a part of the conference, a big deal for them. They don't want to have to fight for their spot every year. And that's just not the way it works. You know, and that's just the reality of the way pro sports and college sports now work. Once you're in the conference, unless the conference gets disbanded or top teams leave, you're kind of grandfathered in. You're set. Now, I think we're going to see a lot of change, right? And who knows? It's only going to grow. So these conferences are not going to shrink. They're only going to try to add teams. Fascinating the way it plays out. Appreciate everyone listening. Have a great week. Have a great, great week. And I will see you guys Friday. Adios.
Becoming a magician takes thousands of hours, right, Ashley?
Oh, I'm not a magician. I'm a design specialist at the Container Store.
But you transform closets and pantries.
Well, I turn your most frustrating spaces into ones you love.
With a magic wand?
With Alpha, our customizable, adjustable, and affordable shelving and drawer system.
The amazing Ashley, making daily frustration disappear.
Just doing my job.
Hurry, you only have until February 13th to save 20% when you purchase $500 in Alpha. Get started with your free design at the Container Store today.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit CheapoAir.com/podcast.